Right now, the best deal in wireless is Mint Mobile. I've compared them to other plans, and I'm so happy. It's the best quality at the best price. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/juicyscoop. That's mintmobile.com/juicyscoop. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/juicyscoop. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers, a first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales for real life, Mr. Segment, Serial Data, and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I have your two favorite funny ladies, the dynamic duo, the hosts of Dumb Gay Podcast. It's Brandy and Julie. Welcome back to Juicy Scoop, girls.
Oh, my God. As always.
Wow. There is some very exciting news we are going to announce right now.
Okay.
It's the Heather McDonald Juicy Scoop Experience Tour. These dates are up. Now, listen, if you're part of Patreon, heathermcdonald.net, there is a code and you can buy the tickets today. If not, all of these tickets will be available to the public this Friday. So get them. Only go to heathermcdonald.net. If you Google Heather McDonald in Dallas or whatever, you're going to find tickets for twice the price. Please do what I say. Go to heathermcdonald.net. I'm very excited because Brandy and Julie will be joining me on several of these dates. The first one coming up, which we will be at, is Phoenix, May 3rd. Denver, we're going to be at May 17th and 18th. I've got Temecula with Chris Frangiola. Tampa, Orlando, San Diego. Julie will be joining me out by the sea July 27th at Humphreys by the Bay. So many dates. I also want to announce big news in the Bravo world. There will be no BravoCon this year.
Wow.
It's coming back November 25. Oh, Heather, I was hoping to come to Vegas in September. It's such a beautiful time of year. It's my sister's birthday. Stop it. It's my bachelorette. Well, no problem because I too will be there. Las Vegas, September 21 this year at the beautiful theater we were at last year, Venetian, best hotel to stay at. Such great sized rooms, all the great shopping, yeah. The eating, and Brandy and Julie and I will all be there September 21st this year. So we're going to have our own Juicy Con happening, laughing, talking shit, exclusive, intimate. Get on it. Get your rooms. Have your fun. Your kids will be back in school and you'll be sick of all the school bullshit. And you'll be like, take me to Vegas with Heather, Brandy and Julie.
Juicy Con this year to hold
you over till next year. Also very exciting
Heather,
news.
I do want to say about
Julie
your,
has a special.
I want to say about what? Your dates.
Yes.
We do see like a lot of, you know, comics that stay in one region. I think it's really cool that you're all over the country.
Oh, thank you.
And
girl.
I think that's like everybody can get a chance to see you within if they need to drive. Honestly, it's not like you're just like, I'm only on
yes.
the West Coast.
I have Saratoga with Chris, Saratoga, California with Chris in August, and then 3 dates, Dallas, Houston, and Austin in August as well in Texas. Then after Vegas, I have all these great East Coast dates in October. I am going to, since you asked, Philadelphia, Ridgefield, Boston.
That's right.
Where Julie will be with me at the Wilbur Theater. Red Bank, New Jersey, cutest town ever. Mm. New York, I'll be in New York at the Palladium. Mm. Washington, D.C., Minneapolis, and Chicago at the Vic. But anyway, they're all at heathermcdonald.net. Get them. If you're part of Patreon, you can buy right now. If not, wait till Friday with the rest of the people that are not part of Patreon, so there won't be as many great. Also, part of Patreon this Friday, I'll have the even more details about my incredible experience with Britney Spears. But first, let me just talk about that our girl Julie has an incredible stand-up special.
Well, I mean,
explain
it's
what it is.
It's a World of Wonder Plus,
which is a great production company.
Yes.
They do Drag Race and so many other great things, and they produce this special.
So they were doing. They basically did House of Laughs, which is like a queer comedy, you know, like a Live at Gotham or whatever.
Yeah,
like with all it was drag queens and gays and.
But let's just focus on that you're part of it.
Yeah.
So okay. So Julie,
I got to do my one thing.
Yes, and so you're going to get to enjoy Julie's comedy there and then see her live in many cities this year with me.
That's right. Thank you for that.
So my story continues. TMZ did not pick a very cute photo of me, but who cares? I'm funny.
I think it looks great.
Thank you. And Britney, I didn't know what was going on because Britney, after she posted this great video that she took of me doing Drew Barrymore interviewing her back in December, her whole Instagram just disappeared. I didn't know why. I didn't know if a lot of people were telling her stuff. I don't know if it was a mistake. But after I think she listened to Juicy Scoop and heard the story that I had a pleasant experience and I thought she and it was fun and these different news sources picked it up, it popped back up again.
Absolutely amazing.
So you can enjoy her Instagram again with my video.
Ugh, and, you know, and congratulations to Drew Barrymore.
Yes, thank you.
Who not only got the interview of the century, but also I saw that you have a full magazine.
Oh, yes. I have the cover of my own magazine. Mm-hmm. Call me Oprah Light. No offense. I love you any size. But
what was it like interviewing Britney?
Well, first of all, I love Heather McDonald. A lot of people do me, but obviously she was the first. And what it's. I hope this does get Britney to come and be with me on my talk show. And I've got Ross Matthews, who also is best friends with Heather. Mm-hmm. So I think the four of us just hang out. Yes, we should.
You absolutely should. Now, that would be a show.
That would be fun.
If Drew Barrymore was smart, she'd have you and Brit and Ross and her on the couch, no shoes, cross-legged.
Crawling into each other's vaginas.
Holding.
Super close, breathing each other's air.
Hair
just
touching.
Yes. I will wear culottes and a vest and boots underneath, which I definitely need boots underneath culottes. Otherwise, it shows my tiny ankles.
Mm.
But with a nice brown boot, I can borrow them from Britney. Then I can have my full outfit going.
Yes.
And I hope it all happens.
I thought she deleted the Instagram. One, I thought possibly by accident.
Possibly by accident.
You know, two, maybe because of the name change, which the world wasn't ready for, which was
Zyla Mia.
Wait, she's not River Red anymore?
It's Zyla River Red, whatever.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, maybe nobody was ready for the name change.
Okay.
And then she was like, you know what? I have this wonderful Drew Barrymore impersonator, and I cannot let this die. I must bring this back. I thought it was an accident because within 24 hours, it was back.
Yes. And she's done this before. It's disappeared. It has, you know, she's taken things out.
I can tell you Julie's accidentally deleted her entire Instagram many times.
And when you do that, you are able to get all of it back. Because there was a time where people would lose it all. I remember one time Charlie Sheen got either rid of Twitter or something and it had like 800,000 followers, which was huge. This was like 10 years ago. And he removed it, and then there was no way to get those followers back. But now there must be a way, especially if you're Britney Spears.
Yeah, they have like a fail-safe kind of, like when you exit out of a...
They give you 6 weeks. They're like, if you really want this gone, don't touch for 6 weeks.
Good to know.
And who could even do that? You can just accidentally be looking up like Froyo, and now you've gone onto your Instagram, and it's they make you not touch it for 6 weeks, Facebook and Instagram, to really delete it.
Okay,
yeah,
good to know. So, also, okay, talked about Daily News. It was a big day for Heather McDonald. Here's the video. And then also our girl Lala revealed she's having another girl.
Oh.
And I knew that a long time ago. So once again, guess what? I can keep a secret. And I wrote that. Another secret I kept. I'm so happy for you and your family. Lala, hashtag sisters, hashtag best uncle ever because Easton cut the cake. And I got like 1,900 likes, so people know. And Logan, our friend Logan, was like, best secret keeper ever. Yes, it's true.
Best secret keeper.
Shout out, Logan.
So, but you know what I liked about this? It was you know, and people have said this when they've seen me go to like Ocean's birthday parties and stuff. They're like, oh, it's just a cute party. It's still very nice, but it's not this over the top Hollywood thing. Lala doesn't really do that. And this was very nice. She didn't start a wildfire.
Right.
She didn't have planes going over
a thing and set a whole like hate ride on
like
fire.
Like two Top Gun planes didn't ride through the party spewing pink or blue.
Yeah, she
and
didn't
then blew
set
up
the
a
valley
house.
On fire. Yeah. You know, she didn't start a flood.
There wasn't a circus.
Yeah.
She didn't there wasn't build, a petting zoo.
She didn't build the LA River with pink or blue. No, she just had a beautiful cake. Her brother Easton cut it. They were all surprised. She thought she was having a boy. She had showed me the ultrasound and she's like, what do you think? And I'm like, well, boy or girl, this child has like an extremely good profile.
All that matters.
So, but the profile looks like Ocean. So anyway, it's a girl. It's a girl. And I think that's so great.
Yeah.
Sisters and everything.
I do want to ask you, as someone with two, well, you have a daughter, but
right.
you also have
two of the same.
You have two boys.
Yeah.
When Paris Hilton was doing her, you know, IVF journey.
Yes.
She got all these eggs, all these eggs, all these eggs, and they were all boys.
Okay.
And she kept having to do it to try to find a girl. Mm-hmm. So then we have a listener on our Patreon named Craig. Shout out Craig. He has five daughters.
Okay.
It's kind of like a thing where people have, like, do you think if you were to do IVF, they would the majority would have come out boys?
Well, no, I don't. Okay, so what I think is kind of interesting is, so Peter's cousin is a fertility doctor specialist, wrote books, everything. And they call it family balancing. When somebody comes, and I think he's semi-retired, but when somebody, and he was the one that was successful in getting Shannon to get pregnant with her first son, Matthew. And then after that, at 39, after all the IVs, seminations, she got natural pregnant with her daughter. So, but they call it family balancing because they at least would say, you got to have two already. Just morally, they that's what he told me. Morally, he didn't want cultures to come and be like, we only want a boy or a girl.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
If a family came and they wanted family balancing, meaning we have two of girls or we have two boys, now we'd like to spin the sperm and only do insemination or in vitro with the boy or girl sperm, then that was something that they were okay with. And so when growing up, there'd be these big Catholic families and someone would have seven girls or seven boys and they would keep trying and trying. And that is because probably if they back then could spin the man's sperm, they would find that he had only girl sperm or 99% girl sperm, 99% boy. But I always thought those families were extra special.
Me too.
I think it's like it's like meant to be. And,
like Teresa.
Yeah. And so,
right, all the girls.
Yeah, all the girls. And then, so I went out with my East Coast cousins, and this was my dad's sister's kids. And she didn't get married till 34, and she had five kids naturally into her 40s. And she wanted her girl, and her girl was her fifth. And we were talking about it with the male cousin, and he's like, yeah, I mean, imagine how your whole life, you know, that the minute you were number three and number four boy, she was just like pissed and had no qualms about saying it. And even my mom would be like, oh, Aunt Claire would just pray and pray for that girl. And then they'd go and say, oh, Mrs. Carey, it's another boy. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, and then we were talking about it at breakfast. We're like, how inappropriate that like we knew all this. And then I knew that like Shannon and I were like massive mistakes. And my dad had to go to San Diego because he found a priest that would bless a vasectomy, which was against the church. I'm like, why do I know this at 6 years old? Like, why?
Yes.
So weird. But yes, she wasn't trying for either sex, I don't believe. She just to get pregnant.
If you were doing it and you were continuing to get boys and boys and boys.
Yes.
After having Drake and Brandon.
Yes.
Would you just be like, you know what? I'm just doing boys then.
I totally feel like the fact that my stepdaughter is the only girl was totally meant to be from God. Like, I think, you know, of course, when I was pregnant with Brandon, there was a moment that I was like, oh, I have a boy at home. Let's just see if this is a girl, too. But within seconds, I was like, you know what? This is totally meant to be, because I knew I wasn't going to most likely have any more after him. And I was like, I have my only girl. And now I have my boy. So I feel like, but I understand when people want to, but I just think in this world of like gender fluidity, You really shouldn't be thinking that your boy is going to be head of the baseball team and your daughter's going to be the homecoming queen. Like, just.
That's true. My parents have two daughters. You know what I mean?
Tell Heather the story again.
Many years ago at a big family Passover gathering.
Yes.
All my siblings were there, the cousins, extended family, everyone was there. And this cousin came over. I was sitting with my dad, my brother, and my sister.
Yes.
And I think someone else. And the guy came over, was like, oh, and my dad's
and
name
you.
Is. And me, and I'm there.
How old are you?
I mean, I'm.
Doesn't matter. She could be from 16 to now.
Okay. It's literally, I'm an adult. Like
okay. Oh, you're an adult.
I'm probably.
Right.
Jeez. Okay. Yeah. Like, this is like 10 years ago.
Okay. Got it.
So we're sitting there, and he comes over, and my dad was sitting at the head of the couch with all of us. The guy sits down. And he's like, hello, Leon, how are you? And he looks at us, and this is Julie. And the guy goes, well, Leon, I thought you only had one son. And then and there was no.
And we laughed.
There was no.
We
just
laughed.
What do you do? Yeah. And then and there was also no convincing him. Was
that
like
you were a girl?
Yeah, he was like, well, I don't. I have one son and two daughters. And it was like, well, where's the two daughters? Like, he couldn't function. And then the whole thing was spent, and he would then, I would have to talk to him, and he'd come over and be like, so, and it just became like this thing. But that is a Passover memory we always have.
Oh, and no,
Leon,
a fun
I thought
one.
You had.
Fun, yeah. And a fun one, I'm sure, for you.
Right, so that may, so yeah, if you have daughters, just know there's always
know.
A possibility.
And sons.
And sons. Yeah. But I often think, like, because, like, with normal daughters and fathers, there's a special relationship. And I always think to myself, does my dad look at me and go, there's my daughter? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't explain
like
it.
Like, he was scared of you ever having sex.
Yeah,
and
was
losing
he scared
your virginity?
Men would come over?
And you don't think he was scared?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
I don't. And I don't think he ever. I just
you
never.
You don't think when he heard like a country song about like, not stay away from my daughters, I've got my gun, he wasn't
shotgun.
Like totally relating? Okay.
No, none of it. Or just like, no.
Heather, was your dad like that?
My dad was just like, you know, this is probably why some people hate me, is because I had parents that just told me I was incredible and gorgeous and fabulous. And like, why are you not a model? And I'm like, I don't know, Dad. Why am I not a model? Like, and he'd be like, there she is, Miss America, and like all that kind of stuff. And like, I just walked around like, why am I not getting a modeling contract?
But was he protective, like, don't come try and get
it? Nobody was coming either. I didn't get asked to one dance throughout my entire high school career.
Even though you got driven around in Jason Bateman's limo.
Exactly. Nothing. No, nobody asked me. There was one boy I liked, and I was kissing him, like, on the bleachers, and homecoming was coming. We were talking on the phone, and Pat Malcolm, okay, don't mean to ruin your marriage, but anyway, and then I was like, okay, I'm finally going to have kind of a boyfriend to take me to the Crespi homecoming. So anyway, found out that something happened. He either took the car out and he didn't have a full license, or he had a license and he wasn't supposed to drive that week. And so his punishment was he was grounded. And what I did think at that moment was like, who is this boy mom bitch that is going, does she realize how her parenting is affecting another female? And of course, she was a great mom. That was the right thing to do. And I was always like, I wonder if I'll ever be like that. You know, like,
would you ground the boys and not let them go to homecoming?
Absolutely not. I'd be thrilled if anybody had any kind of girlfriend or anything. And I would never, ever take that away from
and
them.
And now how much does he regret that? He's like, I could have had Heather McDonald at my homecoming pick.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, his brother's son, I know the brother, they're still in the community and they're cool and great. And but he went on. We were both are happily married, so stay away. You had your chance.
Yeah, like, stop sniffing around, Pat. God. All right. It's enough. Jesus.
Yeah. So never. That was the only chance. And nobody ever asked me to anything else after that. And then once I got to college, like, I had some fun. But again, walking around And then, oh, and then when I tried on my prom dress, it was at Nordstrom and it was very expensive at the time. It was like well over $420, which was nobody's dress was over $100. So you could imagine that's like maybe a dress for like $1,100 today in scale of thing. You wouldn't spend $1,100 on your daughter's prom dress. But when I put it on, the people at Nordstrom at the time, you know, were so good. I want to say at the time because I don't know what's going on with Nordstrom right now. But anyway, at the time, though, shout out to Ellen. Ellen is a great girl. She's been working. She gets me my good clothes at Nordstrom. Anyway, so I came out and they said, oh, is that for the Miss California pageant?
Oh.
And my mom was like, okay, we'll get it. We will get it. And it was this peach crepe, like kind of dynasty, but spaghetti strap. And then the zipper didn't go up. We were able to get it up with soap, but therefore it was fucked up. So even though I wore it, I was able to return it after the prom.
Oh, you're like,
and
this is
broken? And get the $425 back. Yeah, because I almost had to wear like another dress that night. And then we were able to get it up, but then also able to return it. So it was a win-win for everybody. But let's talk about some hot topics.
Support for today's Juicy Scoop episode comes from Honey Love. Honey Love has revolutionized the bra game. Say goodbye to underwire without sacrificing lift. You guys, I don't know why we always were suffering with underwire bras, because Honey Love's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. They are so comfortable. I absolutely love my Honey Love bras. Plus, they're made with fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. It's so next level comfortable, you'll forget you're wearing it. It's time to spring clean your bra drawer. Really, it is. I also love their shapewear. I've told you guys, I've never had a smaller waist. There are so many great products. You are absolutely going to love it. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/juicy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/juicy. After you purchase, they may ask you where you heard about them. Please support Juicy Scoop and tell them I sent you. Honeys, you deserve this.
We do a fair amount of juicy scooping on this podcast. I know. Loose lips sink ships. But when you have something really juicy, you just have to share it with someone, right? Well, right now, the best deal in wireless is Mint Mobile. Everybody's looking to save money these days, and why not do it with Mint Mobile? And also enjoy the top quality. I've compared them to other plans, and I'm so happy. It's the best quality at the best price. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Switch to Mint Mobile and get your first 3 months of premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/juicyscoop. That's mintmobile.com/juicyscoop. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/juicyscoop. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers, a first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Okay. Are you watching Vanderpump and The Valley?
We're watching The Valley.
Oh, so The Valley is, it is really good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's like really good.
It is the most honest
good
portrayal of today's type of conversations. What happens in a marriage when you have kids? Struggling, like they are nothing seems fake or fabricated anything. And yeah, everyone thought it was going to be like not good. Who are these new people? New people are really interesting. They have flaws and everything, but like the counseling session with Melissa and the realtor husband was really good. The everything going on with Jax and Brittany, now we know they're separated. She's gone on interviews and said, we're in an Airbnb, she and their son. And she said he didn't let us have the house. Well, maybe because he was like, I don't want you to leave. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm not going to leave. If you really feel like you're going to leave, then okay, go get an Airbnb on the street. So I don't know, but they reveal like, and she revealed too, they only had sex 2 times in like a year leading up to this latest separation. But the other couple said, we haven't had it for 3 years and now they're separated. So you got a bone. You've got to just, and so many times this happens in a marriage, even the best marriages, and I've talked to my girlfriends and they're like, and then we just did it. And we're like, why don't we do this more? It does. It's something. Is there some couples that it never goes away? But for a lot of people, it does. You do have dips and you really have to like work on it, you know, and you really have to go and you don't want to be that person that's like, oh, my God, it's been 3 weeks. It's been a month. But you kind of have to.
I feel like the first two episodes, which were genius, mm-hmm. like this most the episode this week.
Yeah.
One, I was really wanting the conversation with I love babies. I love seeing them on TV
because
you don't have to take care of them. You can watch other people doing
it. Yes.
And they're so cute and you can see how hard it is, the reality of how much time it takes and how exhausting it is. And I love, love, love in this recent episode that it was so family heavy.
Yeah.
I think the thing with discussing the challenges of marriage, especially after so many years, can be very like disenchanting to people who watch Bravo, even people who've been married for 30 years, you know, want to see like the Tom and Ariana who are presenting an idea that everything is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't, even though watching it was tough and painful and hard to watch. It was like, wow, this is intense, man. Like, I don't want to think that Brittany and Jax went through this, but I was still like, oh my God, this is so good. This seems so real, which is so different for Bravo.
And also like so many people lie about the amount of sex they have. And on Summer House, Carl and Lindsay, who are like the stars of the show, who were friends at first and fell in love, got engaged. They're now broken their engagements. We're seeing the demise of the relationship happen on that. They have this moment where she's talking to Paige and Paige is like, you know, and all the friends are like, kind of like, I don't think this couple should get married either. And Paige says, well, something like, how often do you have sex? And she's like, and it's, you know, like never. And even Paige goes, you know, people exaggerate that they have it more than they do. So if she's saying once a month or something, then you know it's probably once every who
year.
Knows when. And I would always say, like, if you have to go to marriage counseling and all that before you get married, please don't get married.
Yep.
Please don't get married. Like, you should not be having issues before you get married. It's not meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
It will only get worse. And so I love that they're so honest about it.
Well, maybe if more people talk about the reality of relationships and sexuality as it, you know, it
goes
like three times a day sometimes, like four times, sometimes 17 times a day.
Yeah, like Larsa.
Crazy.
Yeah, and they're broken up.
Like,
Larsa's like, I had it four times with
Scottie Pippen,
and now five times with this one. And he's like, with his glasses, Marcus Dork. I'm glad he's gone.
Like,
but she wasn't having. You know, like, shut up. And I always feel like Teresa would do that, too, with Juicy Joe.
Right.
Overly exaggerate, like, how hot and sexy they were. And then we see him in the vineyard being like, oh, my bitch wife is coming over. And she's like, let's have sex. I think she was acting, too, for the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe it's the start of people not feeling diminished because they don't have sex in this weird porn world that everyone seems to be
fantasy.
Living in. A fantasy
also,
world. Like, once a month or once every couple months is not something to be ashamed of.
Also,
like,
you should be so
miserable.
Fucking lucky.
Yeah.
And it didn't come out in a fucking, if I may, game at a dinner.
A set-up dinner party. Okay. Yeah, no, it came out in, like, real talk. Yeah.
Who here loves swallowing? Who? Who does it?
And then Rob is like,
right.
And then Robin.
Yeah.
You know what I just
realized? Why are you even asking?
No, remember the Jackie Gold
Schneider?
She was the one that she never wanted to swallow. Now it makes sense. She was anorexic.
Right.
I'm not even trying to make a joke, but it totally makes sense. They made such a big deal that she never gave blowjobs. The girl also didn't have ice cream.
Yeah, she didn't want anything in her mouth.
What's melted ice cream?
Yeah.
Come.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, like,
wait a minute.
Now, baby.
Wait a minute.
Julie wants it now.
I love ice cream. Why would you do this to me, Heather? Wait a minute.
Vanilla.
And I love chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But it's so, it usually comes out in a question of that's mired in shame.
Shame.
That everyone lies. Like, no, yes. I'm sexual.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, even in the Capote show, remember? Right. It's like, you're no longer a sexual being.
When Capote's right. like, oh, you're past your prime here. Nobody wants to fuck you. Let's go to lunch. I'm like, why are these women still eating lunch with this mean little twerp?
Yeah.
That's telling him that their vaginas have dried up because they had a 40th birthday party.
Meanwhile, he's paying hookers in a Turkish bath. To suck their dicks.
The Truman Capote.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
So excuse
me. Well, this show is good.
It is good. Loving
anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with them. We are friends with Jax. And I think the show is very good.
It's great.
And then also they get into the whole political and the and I really saw how that conversation happened, where there was a conversation that happened off camera. Three of the characters discussed it or shared it, that one of them asked about a particular bill that could be interpreted as anti-gay. And then they went on to say, oh, she must be this and this and this. And she was and accused her of being racist. She's like this. And she knows, even though she's new to the show, she's like, I know what this can do to have this on TV forever, that Kristen said it on camera, that I'm a racist. I'm, you know, first generation Mexican and Persian. Her parents were. She's a realtor. She's like, no, I don't. And she even said, she goes, this isn't my whole life. Like, I'm on the show for a hot minute. Like, this show might go away and this is going to last forever. Like, we need to clear this up. And I thought that was really, honestly, really well done and really real, how this shit can like wildfire and then someone thinks something of you.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's true. And a bill about LGBTQ then somehow
got her to be
turned into being racist.
Yeah, I do wish that they would have spearheaded. Like, I think it would have, I think they all just got too scared.
Yeah.
And then it turned into a thing of like, you're racist and that, and she's having, and calling, and that having to deal with that is horrific.
But
because,
also, it was,
however,
yeah.
I do want to say that I do wish that they would have had the balls, all of them, to pointedly say, like the gay guy, to be like, I was upset because I felt you were against LGBTQ rights. That's why I was upset. We talked shit about you. And then she could be like, that's not true. That's not what it was.
She could have defended her truth.
Here's my feeling. I didn't know what it was and I don't understand XYZ. And then he could have said, here's what the bill meant. And they could have had like a serious, we all could have had like a real come to Jesus or a learning moment, but they were too scared. And that was unfortunate.
Right. And I also feel like, talking about something that you see a glimpse here and you just have a conversation about is not that this girl was spearheading a charity event for it and doing right. videos about it, whatever. She just was like, oh, if the conversation
brought
even happened.
Up the conversation.
Yeah, she was just like, oh, what is that? Da, da, da. Okay.
Yeah.
And then they were like, that was kind of weird. And then what was also interesting is that then Kristen writes her and goes, we're all good. Your secrets are safe with me. And she's like, no, what's the fucking, talk about a blackmail moment. Like, what are you trying to say?
Like you're extorting me now?
What kind of secrets do you have on me?
You're right.
Like,
yeah, that was
that
weird.
When we got a smoothie and they turned the iPad around and it said 35, 45, and 50% tip, I only gave 35%.
Right.
What do you have on me, girl?
Right.
Like, what is it?
I also thought it was a cool glimpse into, rather than people, let's say, take like Monica from Salt Lake City, who came in, had the troll page, Dita Von Teese, what was it called? Dita, Reality Von Teese.
Correct.
And then she was so versed in reality TV.
Yeah.
She came in hot. I loved seeing these people who were like, this is fun. Here's our babies. And all of a sudden it's like, they're bringing up a conversation from 6 months ago where, and now you're racist. You're like, wait. That wasn't even, we didn't even talk about that in the show. Like, literally nothing is off limits. You will be slandered to death. She's there like, oh my God, why are we discussing one dinner 6 months ago for 5 minutes? And she just, it was really seeing how seasoned reality stars will weaponize, I mean, for lack of a better word that's so overused, but like one thing. And that girl, you know, was her name Michelle?
Yeah, and
she wasn't even there.
And what I also kind of like is the next day, Michelle and her husband, who have a daughter who have had trouble and said they like haven't been romantic or attracted to each other for years, they have this moment where they have each other's back and they're kind of laughing. And I think that's kind of a real thing in marriage too, when you feel like someone's attacking your kingdom.
Yeah.
Sometimes that is the thing to bring you together, to be like, oh, no, you don't fuck with my wife. We might not be on 10%, you know, 100% right now, but like, and they have this moment. So I thought, I think it's great.
Yeah. It's a really good show.
And anyway, then Vanderpump watched some of that. It's just kind of the same of like, what is going on? I went on Lala's podcast and I heard a lot about it in that she reveals that, you know, we're going to see some really, I guess, shocking stuff on the final episode and the reunion. And that is why Lala's like, no, you know, nobody had my back. We all felt this. And what I think might be, it might be, is that this is their job to be on this show. And I believe, and I didn't even talk about with Lala with this because she's like, I can't tell you what happens, da da da. And she has not. I think there is going to be a moment where, even though Ariana is, let's give Ariana props for going to the beach, going to these places where Tom is present. So she is doing her job, because the thing that these housewives and people hate is they eventually treat this job like they're at a factory and they're like, Dorinda didn't punch in today.
Yeah.
You know, and they get mad, like, why didn't she have to come to the boring thing? Whatever.
Right.
But I feel like she's coming to all this stuff, but I think there might be a moment coming up where they feel like she is not being as participatory as she should to make the show that benefits them all.
Right. Which is a classic thing. It's kind of like on Potomac, where Giselle and Candace wouldn't even speak.
Yeah.
So you're kind of showing scenes of two different groups of people, no one speaking, and we're like, let's get it together. And once people start isolating and icing someone out, yeah, you're not participating.
And I guess New Jersey is literally two different shows.
Yeah.
Apparently Melissa and Teresa are never in the same room the entire season. I don't know if that'll be the juiciest of the seasons, or if it'll feel like it's missing something. But that is the fact, and that's out there.
And I wonder if that will be a precedent moving forward, because we've all worked on reality shows. Right. When somebody's on an island, as they call it, like Candace. Now, Candace in Potomac is off the show.
Right.
Because
she's just left. Yeah, and the reunion is airing now.
Because she had been on an island. Once you're on an island and no one will film with you, you're kind of screwed. In this case, in New Jersey, they broke off into factions.
Yeah.
You know, and so now they're filming two different shows.
They're in different boroughs, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that how it works? Or different areas, I guess. Like one's in Franklin Lakes and one's in
Where it becomes like Big Brother. It's like one side of the house against the other side of the house who will be voted off. And that could be strong. I mean,
I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it.
I will definitely watch New Jersey. Uh-huh. That's coming in like a week or two, I think. Okay. Speaking of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kyle has said that she is friends with Hilaria Baldwin. How do you say it? Cucumber? And Hilaria has been allegedly talking to producers of Beverly Hills. She would move her seven Bambinos to Beverly Hills to be part of that show. And people are speculating they could see why that would be the case. Her husband is still facing charges for the horrible tragedy on set. And they're not going to have their own reality show. And she's pretty and young and she's intriguing. Now, I mean, I'm going to put this on my prayer list.
Okay.
I really, really want this.
I mean,
I really want this. And I want her to, you know, her to be like, so, yeah, you know what? I just really identified with being Spanish. And the truth is out. Yes, I went to a school in, how do you say, Boston? But I, you know, I'm good. I my parents had a house in Spain one summer, and after that, I just identified as a Spaniard, and Alec never asked. I definitely don't think Alec ever asked, hey, where'd you go to high school?
He still doesn't know.
He's still doing, like, funny interviews where he's like, my wife is Spanish, and they're like, oh, do that funny. She basically just did Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
100%. So I don't care if she comes back and the accent is gone. I think that'd be fun with Dorit. They could have dueling, because Dorit's accent goes in and out now.
Weird.
You know, she's like, okay, darling. Phoenix and Jagger, mind you, need some cheese sticks. Can I have glam here tomorrow? You're like, what is going on, Dorit? So I really want this to happen.
Crystal cannot be gone if this happens. Because
Crystal's not going anywhere.
Crystal will be going in. It won't matter.
She is like, how dare you?
Oh, she'll be calling her to the mat about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if this was 3 years ago. We have the receipts from today's show where you couldn't do avocado.
Having a Spanish accent isn't a language.
And then Garcelle, who actually is an immigrant, you know, she came, is she from Haiti? Where did she come from?
Haiti.
So she'll just be like, she'll just laugh at her confessional. She'll be like,
God,
and then Erica Jane will be like, so apparently I'm the fraud still? Really? Really? I stepped foot in that law firm once, and this girl's walking around making flan, and we're supposed to believe it's authentic? Like, I just cannot. Please?
Please. I'm going to make a prayer list myself.
Oh, God.
We're going to go do a rosary after this.
And that picture of Kyle looks like someone from TikTok.
It's just
so
gorgeous.
That's a perfect picture of Kyle.
Oh, and then Rihanna, I guess, did some interview, and they came up, and they're like, Rihanna says she thinks that Kyle and Morgan are a couple. I'm like, hi, Rihanna, late to the party.
Thanks for the revelation.
They've been doing the licky splits since January of 2022 or whatever. Since I slid into those DMs, I don't know. She slid into mine. Yeah, like, of course.
Whatever. Of course.
Yeah. So, okay, do you know about this? This is Russell Simmons and Kimora Lee Simmons' daughter. She's 21. Aoki. Remember her? Remember that show that Kimora had?
And she
had the two little girls that were modeling the fat, whatever it was called, big fat clothes or whatever.
We loved that show. Kimora Lee Simmons is like, she is a boss that has zero problems being like, I have an entourage of 12 people. I don't even know their last names. Let's go. She's great. Like, I literally look up to her.
That was like the height of So that was like 15 years ago. And it was just her with assistants and like planning fashion shows. Yeah. And I think there's another little girl. Anyway, this one, she's 20. She graduated from Harvard.
Oh, wow.
No, she's 21. And she graduated early at 20. She went to St. Bart's and she met this guy, Vittorio Asif. He's 65. He's a restaurateur, and they met there. They didn't know each other before. They were kissing on the beaches of St. Bart's.
Oh, wow.
And it's over now. They broke up.
Oh, they were so invested in their love story, Heather.
Everyone's like, oh my God, 44-year age difference. Like, what is going on? And her parents are an 18-year age difference, Russell and Kimora Lee Simmons. And, you know, there's weird stories about Russell, so that you always kind of wonder what
he's doing. Isn't he, like, out in Bali or something? Like,
just doing yoga and, like,
not being able to be in America.
AKA hiding.
Yeah.
Yes, there is something weird going on, and there's been a lot of weird stories about him.
Yes.
And weird stories about how, I believe, when they met, she was maybe not even 18 yet. Kimora Lee was like a model. Mm-hmm. But anyway, hopefully, girl, you got that bag. You went shopping and you got that bag. I hope you got that bag. I hope she got some jewelry. I hope she got whatever. But also, she is smart. So who knows if they even had sex? She might have kissed him, gotten table service for her friends, gotten some, went shopping with him, and then was like, bye. But then she did an Instagram account where she's like, I'm Espresso Depresso. Clever. That's a $200,000 Harvard education rhyming. But no, she's a model, you know, core social media person. And I don't know, God is talking about her. I never knew she was a model. I never knew she graduated.
We never knew she was older than eight yet.
I thought she was still four.
Right.
So it's like, go do something like this. She probably just saw it. Like, not that it was, maybe it was planned, maybe it wasn't, but kind of genius. So maybe she is really smart.
Also, maybe she has legitimate daddy, like, attraction. Like, some girls.
Or grandpa.
Grandpa do like that.
Yeah.
Like, and they think it's hot. And I mean, she's so pretty. I'm just like, maybe she thinks that guy's sexy, like giving like Mary Kate and that guy.
Right.
He was not only rich, but he was, you know, he was French, he was filthy, he was smoking the cigarettes.
Yeah.
Maybe they just think like, ugh, boys my age, or they're just so like pedestrian. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we got kinks.
When girls do screw like kind of either a really ugly, older, rich guy or all three rolled in one. They kind of get, you can get in your head and just be like, I'm a gross, dirty girl. Like, I'm like a fan. I don't know.
Yeah.
So whatever. That's done. The latest on the Morgan Wallen story. So he's a country singer and he was at a honky tonk bar in Nashville and he threw a chair off of the balcony. He could face up to 6 years, but he was arrested. But, you know, everybody's like, that's not going to happen. Nobody was hurt. He has an on and off girlfriend who he had a child with, a and people thought she just announced she was engaged, and then the next day it was like, actually we're married, and then the chair went flying off the balcony. So people thought, is that when he heard? And she has said, no, you know, hopefully he'll be fine. She's not disparaging him at all, even though she has a new husband. Other people are like, no, he found another man's going to be raising his son, and he threw off the chair. Who knows why he threw off the chair? He's gotten in trouble before, but that was just a little update.
Why is everyone in country music named Morgan? It's like, I'll see him in the charts and be like, wait, is that Kyle's girlfriend? And then I'll have to go look and be like, oh no, it's a different Morgan. There's 50,000 Morgans.
They should go on tour together.
Yeah. I'm going to make you love me. Now, I didn't throw any chairs off of anything, you know, and my lady likes to shop at Restoration Hardware, so that would be a big, heavy chair for me to throw, even for me. And I like to work out. We like to take walks together, she and Kyle.
Yeah, the Morgan tour. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Okay, and here's your girl, JoJo Siwa. Now, I was very nice in speaking about her. I said, again, you weren't the first person that dressed up like Kiss. I did it in 1975 for Halloween. However, she did get her teeth done for $50,000. That's a new story that came out.
Oh.
What are you guys thinking? The song is in my head.
The song is
Karma's okay. A bitch. And I like her scratch voice. I like it, but we have always known this about her. Let's talk. Girls, what is your opinion?
Can I just request
that
we come out on stage whenever the next, which is
we are coming
Phoenix.
Yes.
We got to do Karma.
You, yeah, yes, you guys can come out to Karma's a bitch, 100%.
Because Karma 24 has been our thing,
and it's really worked out for us.
Yeah, and Julie calls the song Karma 24. She's like, "Can you believe she made a song Karma 24?" I'm like, "Well, that's not the name of it, but it is." You know, we did a deep dive on our Patreon, and
tell us what you think.
Okay, as a brother, sister, Les.
Okay.
There's an older Les to the JoJo. Okay. I just want to put out on the positive side, I want to say this. I think it's great that she came out. I think it's nothing but a positive message. I think it's important. I like that it's the confidence of being out and doing whatever and showing her with girls and all of that is great. Okay. With that said, I think she is an insufferable narcissist. And I think that she thinks that the world and the sun and the universe revolves around her. And it is so annoying. And it is such a bad look. And even BuzzFeed today did an article saying that she came off looking terrible in the latest interview because she said that she wanted to create the very first, as if it's never happened, with her new song,
she
Karma 24.
A new genre
called gay pop or pop gay or whatever.
Gay pop, I think it is.
Right. Yeah. And the world, and then the internet went, bitch, what?
Yeah.
Like, what? She's
right. And everybody's saying all, and then she also said, nobody's made a transition like this. And I saw that people did. From Ellen, before Ellen came out, to Elton John.
I mean, are you kidding?
All these people, once they came out and their transition. So she's trying to say she was...
Even Raven Simone.
Even, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Who's a child and then became Les and short hair and right. Reggie.
And right. Also the mute gay pop, like Queen, Freddie Mercury, Sylvester from the 70s, disco, everything
Sister
that was there.
Scissors.
Studio 54, Bowie. He's not even gay and he's gay.
Right.
I mean, she's...
And also, and you took a weird kiss. You made yourself a fifth character.
Also,
what is that?
Right. Yes. And also,
and of a very masculine, like, could there be more of a misogynistic man than Gene Simmons? So
right.
That's like a weird thing
that's
to
a good
channel.
Call.
So then there's that, which is even watching that, where it's like, now you're doing a thing where you're like predatory and you're acting like a guy.
Oh, with
and
the
it's
girls
not
in the
cute,
video.
And I'm not really into that. I think that's really a bad message and actually, in fact, gross. And you are... Now, she's young. She's a young girl. And what I think is that she has literally had nothing in her life, no blockade, no boundary, no one ever saying no, no one. She has not had her heart broken. She has not felt the crushing
blow. You know how they're
like
your parents.
Right.
With the, you should be a model. Her parents are very excited about what she's bringing to the table.
She has an overinflated view of her own self and talent, frankly. And I don't think she's bad. I don't think she's evil. I don't think she's malicious. But I think that she is on a level of a demigod to her own self that is gross. And I think she needs to be taken down, find some humility.
Yeah.
Find some grounding. Like, think of other people. She literally, like, walked down that red carpet in that outfit.
It was like...
and was like, yeah, right? Yeah. Right? Right? And you're like, bitch, you literally like you are in a derivative outfit that someone's already done. And now you're making it like you're a lesbian sea creature coming out of the water.
Lady Gaga.
To fuck 5,000 different
Lady
girls.
Lady Gaga was more toned down in the meat dress.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. Exactly.
Lady Gaga was more like, what? I'm here in a meat dress.
In a meat dress. We could have eaten off her dress. Literally. And and Lady Gaga walked through like she was an actual queen with grace in it. But this goon is walking through, dyking around in a way where she has no concept of anyone else on the planet.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really, I think that she has the potential to learn and change and grow, but she's giving me the ick and the gross, and I don't like it.
Also, the music, though it's catchy, it's nothing groundbreaking. Like, no. Billie Eilish, that was a new, unique kind of music that we had never heard before, that was a hit, that was unique. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this isn't a unique pop. This is like you could have gone and like gone to any studio and had someone create a song like this for you.
Yeah, you could have done it on AI on your computer.
Yeah.
But all of her music, including back when she was a literal child, we've been like into.
Yeah.
Like we loved Boomerang.
Yes.
We loved Candy Shop.
Like, I mean,
we
that's
were into
the
her
thing.
Music because we like we don't crappy music.
Yeah. I mean, she's got, there's the bones there for all of it, but she needs to get out of her, out of this thing that she's believing. She's talking about gaslighting her own self, and it's just gross, and it's gross. And I don't like seeing, and particularly for me, I don't like seeing lesbians come off grosser than men. I don't like seeing lesbians be predatory. I think it's awful.
Okay, I saw a clip. I was just trying to remember it. I saw a clip of her doing an interview on a podcast, and she, I mean, I couldn't believe this clip. She's talking about how she's getting with a girl, and she's a guest on what appears to be maybe two other lesbians' podcasts. So she's talking about relationship with girls, and she's like, "Yeah, it's a girl, and you know, we're having our fun and everything." And the next day, my dad calls me. And he's like, "So you were having fun last night?" And they're like, "No, no." She goes, "Yeah, I butt dialed my dad." I want to bark. So your dad is listening to you guys. And then she was like, yeah, and I was drowning.
No, Heather.
And that's the imagery in the video.
And I'm like, and I'm like, hold on. And the dad, A, listened and then talked about and then joked with you after?
This is a
and
problem.
And then some of the comments were like, I don't believe the story. Some people were like, I don't believe the story. Other people said they didn't believe my story about Britney. They're like, I don't believe the story. And I was like, well, I did talk about it right after on my Patreon, but very briefly.
Yeah.
So it did really happen. But I know now people are like, I don't believe these stories. This
one
about
the
dad, I'm just like,
believe it or not, she still shouldn't have said it. And she constantly steps in shit in these podcast interviews.
Yeah.
We saw her on like a YouTube show that was like a dating show.
Yeah.
With all these girls where just their heads are covered up and she can see their whole bodies and is going to choose. Based on their bodies.
Oh my God.
And then asks them.
But they're not naked. It's not that naked show. They just have like a cute body. Okay.
Yeah. But still, you're being,
now you're talking about like, oh, I like your thigh gap, but I don't like your belly button.
Right.
Like, do you think you're femme or you think you're more mask? Because I don't know what I'm, I could do both. I could do both. And just like, how do you know me? Did you know me before? Do you know me? Do you like me?
Do you
know
me?
Like,
are you subscribed?
Like,
she asked them if they are tops or bottoms. And Julie and I literally ran away.
Asked the girls if they are tops
and
or bottoms?
We smashed through a plate glass window and dove into traffic. I was like, how? I mean, a man would be canceled if he, a man with a line of women with just their bodies.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah, I know.
But we
I
think
agree.
JoJo will have a, you know, her story arc will be intense. We think she will get her heart trampled.
Important.
And we're excited.
That
for
needs
that
to happen for her to find the
well,
the
when
center.
I do my, I was asked on the red carpet, who's going to be my first podcast guest? And I was like, oh, let's make it crazy. How about one of my ex?
I can't deal with it.
Okay.
She thinks that, and that's the other thing before you move on.
Yeah.
She's so self-centered and so has no concept of the world that that's her humor.
Right.
Like humor. She thinks that's
funny. Yeah, you're right. Because she was dancing and being yelled at by Abby Lee at like six.
She just hasn't had the the heartbreak, and I mean heartbreak of any kind, losing a dog, and also, or whatever.
Like, you're on a level, isn't this the level where you, the fact that she's still driving around a car, I mean, I just was at the parking lot with Angeline. Hot pink.
Yes.
And I mean, she had her nylons on and she had, you know, was walking into Ralph's, like, you know, probably soon you'll see the Corvette, like, with a walker. Like, she, you know, wants that car. And so she wants people to notice if you go up to her and ask for a picture, she will charge you, which I don't blame her.
Nope.
I don't blame her. But so I'm like, okay, so aren't you now at a level that you don't want to be approached? But no, she definitely does. Or you're driving around your Tesla, which people are spotting and doing TikToks about, and she's cutting off people. Like, she was, she's not even a good driver. Yeah.
She's covered just in
with
a weird...
her face, her old face.
With the bow on it.
With the bow on it.
Yeah.
You're lezzing around with your bow, talking about everyone you're fingering, but you still have your car wrapped and you're in a bow. Like, you don't even know who you are.
Wrapped up in a bow. Literally, the car is wrapped up in her face with a bow.
Like, it's... And thinking that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. She thinks it's amazing. And someone... And here's my prediction. I think she's into a more feminine girl.
Okay.
And she's going to meet one who's going to destroy her.
Okay.
She's going to
break her heart.
Break her heart. Like, she's going to meet someone who is everything she could ever dream of, but that's going to top her down. And that is what she needs. That's what she needs.
Okay. I think.
And I can't wait.
I think she's going to continue to go viral for these reasons. People kind of just being like, this is fucking hilarious. But like all jokes, it will get old. And so, you know, I hope she
just grows up.
She can always get her manicure license with the Amanda Bynes, but hopefully not. Like, hopefully she'll just do other things, but we'll see what
happens. She has her transition into a Kristen Stewart.
Yes.
A little bit filthy.
Right.
Shorter hair.
Yeah.
And a little bit darker.
But that's not her style, though. This is her style.
But she might end up.
I mean, her musical style is this.
But she is in a weird place because she is she is acting.
Yeah.
Like, she's being like,
yeah.
But that doesn't mix with,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so she's, what Brandy's saying is that I think that she's trying to break through the bow and the thing into filthy, more dykey Kristen Stewart,
like,
possibly.
Watch out. You're right.
Could be very sexy.
Okay, so the latest on the P. Diddy. Now, Jelly Roll, he told a story where he was supposed to meet him when he was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And they're like, you want to meet, you know, P. Diddy? And he's like, sure. And so he's walking down the hallway to where P. Diddy is. And whoever he's with, is like, yeah, I want to see who is responsible for Tupac's death. And he's like, nobody chuckled. And then he basically.
That's a pretty funny joke. Yeah. That's funny. Hey, I just wanted to check in. Does anyone here know who killed Tupac or no? That didn't land? Shit. Okay, I'm going to go get some coffee.
And then he said, for the first time ever, he just had the instinct of like, actually, I don't want to meet him. And he turned around and he never met him.
Mm. He's scared he's going
to
get killed.
Wow. Yeah, like I feel like he listened to God or whoever and was like, you know, his universe's instinct and was like, you know what? No. And he didn't. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Meanwhile, Ashton Kutcher, everybody's like, what's going on with Ashton Kutcher? So Ashton Kutcher is expecting a subpoena over his good friend. This whole thing. They're not talking about it. He and Mila Kunis. Now, remember, he was good friends with another non-delight, Danny Masterson, gave letters of support for him. Mm. That whole thing of when the girl that Ashton Kutcher, when he went to go on a date and saw that his date was murdered in the living room, he went to Danny first. And there's that whole story. Also, do you remember when he was married to Demi Moore and they would do these, you know, against sex trafficking stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And their facts were maybe not correct in their crusade against it.
Yep.
It was like there, and it was like some weird astronomical number that there was no proof that it was this astronomical number. It was like 80,000 kids are being sex trafficked out of California or something like, and I don't know what it is, but it was something that like, all you had to do was be like, wait, there's no way, like, where's the milk cartons? Like, wait, hold on a minute. You know, we're not saying this isn't happening, but I don't know that you have the facts. So that was when he was with Debbie. Then he had a threesome in San Diego, where we will be on July 27th. And after
also
that,
having a threesome.
This is the thruple that you need to know about. So after our threesome, then he gets rid of Demi. They break up. He gets with Mila. And
but don't forget when he was had the most followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because for many years he dominated Twitter.
Right. He was one of the first people.
He tweeted
people.
In support of like Jerry Sandusky.
He did?
Yes. And it was crazy. And he had to cancel his Twitter. He literally tweeted in support because he might be from Ohio or something. But it was crazy. And that was his first time where people were like, the guy was like letting like coaches shower with young boys. Yeah. And he had to go off Twitter and lose all of his.
Don't know. I think something we're going to find out a lot here. But he said, we became fast friends. We used to just hang out and watch football together. Kutcher talking about his friendship with Diddy. On an appearance of The Late Late Show with the very straight James Corden. And
the straightest.
I remember a story that we, one of the funniest moments I had in the writer's room at Chelsea lately was, this guy was saying that his wife's friend said, the wife's girlfriend said to her, my husband says, like, you know, what happens when guys watch football and there's like a really good play, like someone gets a touchdown or whatever. And like to celebrate, they just like blow each other. But it's just when they're watching football. And the girl was serious. And this other woman was like, no, that doesn't happen with straight men. She goes, yes, it does. My husband says it happens all the time. Like just if it's like a really good game. Like it's a really good game. It's really intense just to like let off some steam and to celebrate their team. They blow each other. And we were dying laughing. And I'm just like, oh, my God. That just not saying that's happening with Diddy. But it just reminded me of that joke because we laughed about that for like 8 years. Every football season, we'd bring it up in the writer's room.
Like, Peter, have fun. Please don't blow everyone in the room, Peter, if they win.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean,
can you imagine what on Super Bowl? A close match? Okay, so then Tori Spelling, you know, is getting divorced. And I came up with this story because Tori Spelling recalls throwing a perfectly loaded baked potato during a final fight with Dean McDermott. And you guys have a real connection to baked potatoes. One, I know you love them.
I love baked potato. Butter.
That's nice.
And sour cream. Thank you for that.
Not chives, no bacon, no cheese.
Yes, no cheese, no bacon. Sour cream, butter, salt, chives.
Okay.
And the skin. I eat the skin. The whole thing. I'll eat the whole potato.
Well, she knew she'd hit rock bottom when she had made a perfectly stuffed baked potato. And he said, I'm filing for divorce or whatever. And then she threw it and realized she threw it on the ground. And now she's made a mess and she doesn't have a potato. And
we have started a potato revolution.
Yes.
With the woman who in 2020 turned herself into a, do you have your phone? Turned herself into a baked potato.
Yeah.
At a meeting. She was the boss on Zoom.
So it was a Zoom. It's like when that guy became a cat.
Yes.
And he couldn't stop being a cat.
Yeah.
So funny.
But she was the first one.
But did she do it on purpose or by mistake?
No, she did it by mistake. She could not turn it off.
Yeah.
So I became obsessed a couple weeks ago in, you know, at night, as you do when you can't sleep. I was turning to happy thoughts. And instead of thinking about, you know, vodka, soda, or rainbows, I had thought about the woman and the potato. So I had to get the potato on my phone and just enjoy it. And we've been, no matter what, just turning to the potato, who does kind of look like me. And if you do put it up, we call it the bitter drunk potato.
Yeah.
And I feel like she kind of looks like me. And I do think she's pretty and really tan.
Well, she's tan because the potato skin is
tan.
Right,
but that's fine. This is potato skin too.
Yeah.
Her eyes are like always like off kilter because she's drunk. And it's to show the inner strength of women.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know.
This is the year of Carbra 24 and carbs.
Yeah.
And yes. Bringing back an old-fashioned 1970s stuffed potato. And the fact that this was her aha moment of divorce. And I love it because she goes, you know, I would have never divulged anything to anybody about their divorce. But now that she has her podcast launch, she waited to file for divorce for the day of the podcast launch. And she's telling all her Juicy Scoop, including she hasn't pooped alone for 18 years, that she will, while she's pooping, there's always one child in the room talking to her, which is kind of gross. But whatever, good for her.
I'm not into that, but Julie has accidentally pooped while we've been in like a, when you go TT together in like a club or a bar.
Yes.
So I'm just there and then she's like, whoops. And I'm like, ew, did you just poo? And she's like, it just happened. And I'm like, I'm in here.
It was an accident.
I
it was one time, maybe twice.
Well, good luck to them.
I don't.
I have never thrown food. I've never thrown food in a fight or anything. Never. I have been part of food fights.
I don't
where
like it. Though.
Elites think it's funny. I am way too cheap and have way too much respect for food. I do not like to throw food no matter what.
I don't like food on my face or in my hair. It's so gross. It's so hard to get out, like shoving the wedding cake.
Oh,
I'm like,
never.
Just, no. I can't.
We didn't do that.
You know what also is annoying about food stuff?
Yeah.
You know, like on cooking shows, like with Hell's Kitchen or whatever, yeah. And he'll get so mad because like you seared the chicken and it's too raw.
Yeah.
And they'll take a whole chicken and throw it in the trash. And I'm like, why are you doing that? I would eat that chicken.
Oh, totally.
Why? Like, I don't care if it's burned or whatever. You don't throw a full chicken in the trash. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's why I rarely get sick is because I am so not a germaphobe and I totally will eat.
Yeah, you're like that. You're like wipe things off. Like, just
I was having such a good salad the other day and there was like a weird piece of chicken bone, whatever, in it. Mm. And so I just took it out. But I literally was so hungry. I'm like, if I found a rusty screw, I would still finish the salad. Yeah. I'd take it out, but I'd be like,
let's remove it.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
How is a rusty screw going to affect my salad?
It's not. Yeah. It's not. I've eaten cupcakes out of garbage. Actual garbage on the
street.
I bought
all these cupcakes for like my agent. And when they didn't do them like sprinkles. They didn't put them in little perfect things.
Yeah.
When I opened it, they had all
mushed
tossed
over,
around.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was so furious and I took them to the side of my house and I threw it. And you know, your outside trash bins.
Yeah.
And then Julie, I was like, I have to get something. And Julie snuck around and ate the cupcakes out of the trash. And then I was like, and then she comes, she's like, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm like, what were you doing? She's like, nothing. And I was like, were you eating the cupcakes out of the garbage?
They were still in the box. They were only thrown away, just like the chicken.
Oh my God. Peter has thrown away food in the trash and I've opened up the trash. And I'm like, I was planning on having that for lunch. And like, I will take it out and eat it. Like,
yeah. What are we doing here?
No.
Who cares if it fell on the floor for a second? You just put it in the
Our favorite show is back. Seeking Sister Wives. And we did this photo from the year before. It is about a couple who's looking for another person. The Merriweathers or whatever their name is are the only couple I really care about because she's got a crooked smile and she has two boys and she's like, yeah, we just are really hoping to find another woman to bring into our family because that's what the Lord wants. She clearly doesn't want it, but they're on TV. Now, so they found a girl and he had sex with her. She got jealous. But in the end, the girl was like, I definitely don't want to marry you. So now they're on the search again, and he is just bawling, crying. Did you see the scene where he's crying so hard with the girl, and she doesn't speak English either, so she's doing the Google thing. And she's like, I saw that you were on all these other dating sites, and I thought we were actually pursuing dating me, even though the girls don't get together. It's just him. And so then he's like, really sorry. I'm really sorry that you found out about that. I just love you so much, and I don't want it to be a problem. And she's like,
she's like this. Yeah, but I told you that you would get off the apps, and you did not, and I don't leave you now. Like, wow.
And it's just like, but he has become even more religious than he was before. And he was like, well, just like Isaiah said, I'm in scripture, da 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 da. I'm going to learn from the, and when the Lord says, let grace in, you can let grace in. I'm like, how do people take the scripture and then turn it to, you should go on a reality show and while you have young children at home, find another woman who is desperate to be an American and be on TV, so it's twofold. So she's willing to screw you while your wife cries in a corner.
Yep.
Like it. I don't know if I can watch the whole show, but I just had to talk about it for that scene.
Yeah, you had to force us to watch one of the weirdest another shows.
He had the gall to say that
could be in your lawsuit against.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
That you were traumatized. You then had like...
we had to watch the vagina orgasm show.
Your sleep was disrupted.
Yes.
You twitch now. Yeah. I had my first thruple come to my show.
You did?
Yeah, guys. Definitely a thruple.
Yeah.
And they were big fans. They had a book, everything. And I was like,
great.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
But I've not had the sister wife situation yet. But
this woman is one of the saddest individuals to ever grace a TV.
Yeah.
No matter how hard. She's another one who lies about the amount of sex.
Yes.
She loves acting like they're so sexual, but like, I'm not buying it because, and I think he might even be doing whatever he's finding in Colorado. He definitely tried to do Ashley Madison, which we know is debunked, but whether
he's on 10 fucking apps looking for women. And I have to believe that he's also...
The crying is really weird.
He literally had the gall to say that Jesus Christ's sperm... He literally said that.
Wait, what did he say?
He said that through the Bible, and we know that it says in the Bible that you're supposed to intake Jesus Christ's sperm to give the DNA.
The Holy Ghost will enter you, like and that is Jesus Christ's sperm. I almost took a picture of the subtitles for you. It was the very first episode.
Jesus Christ's sperm, who was never married and didn't have any kids.
Correct. But his...
As the Holy Ghost when it enters you.
But it can only enter the woman. And
so now the sperm is his sperm entering a woman.
Correct. Which is okay. Like Jesus' sperm, and it goes into her brain. The sperm goes into her brain and changes the DNA so that their DNA becomes, or her DNA becomes one with him. And that's what's doing here.
I'm so glad I found that out. I've been gone to Catholic school my whole life. Yeah. And I never knew that part. Uh-huh. So... Thank you, TLC. It really is the Learning Channel. It really is.
I mean, TLC should be sued for not intervening on this woman as an
abused
person in a cage. I feel as though she's kept in a cage, like the dog cage. I think that when the doors are shut and the cameras leave, I feel as though she's like literally living in a cage, like a gerbil with water that goes like that. Like, I think like she's, it is so beyond, because the other couples...
Yeah.
Who, I mean, whatever judgment or whatever, and it's all crazy and they're all, everyone's tortured in their own way, but they're like, with it.
They're more gung-ho.
Yes.
There was this other couple I saw, they're driving to go meet the girl because she's blown them off. And they're like, no.
Yes.
And the wife is like, we are done being treated like crap by whatever her name is. I'm like, except she doesn't want to screw your husband anymore. Like, she doesn't want... She thought it'd be fun to be on the TV show, and she's like, I made $12. I'm calling Mark Garagos, and I don't want to do the show.
Exactly.
Mark Garagos should be all over this.
All over it.
Hey, Danielle.
All over it.
If you want to do this... I mean, and Danielle's gotten a great makeover.
Oh, Danielle is her name.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cute, but like, sad and pathetic.
None of them have... Yes. Yeah.
Okay, girls. It's a great show. I'm going to talk a little bit more with you guys, which will be part of the Tuesday show, but we got to wrap this up because we have a cute lunch to go to. But tell everybody where they can get more Brandy and Julie in their lives through the Holy Spirit.
You can accept the Holy Spirit inside you at julieandbrandy.com, J-U-L-I-E, and Brandy with a Y. We have a podcast. It's a, you know, it's a liberal leaning current events podcast called The Dumb Gay Podcast with Julie and Brandy. If you don't want to hear politics or liberal, you know, whatever, we do have a Patreon.
That's very funny.
I've decided Julie's going to suck on a hamster feeder.
That's going to be the challenge on the Patreon.
Yeah, I mean, we sometimes do eating challenges.
It's patreon.com/dumbgay
Dumb Gay Politics.
Okay.
But you can go to julieandbrandy.com.
Yes. Yeah. And yes. So, and my, of course, is heathermcdonald.net. You can click on there for my Patreon. New stuff every Friday. I will talk more about my fun trip in Palm Beach, more details, all the housewives I hung out with, my 2-hour lunch with Ramona Singer. So good. And of course, that's all at heathermcdonald.net, where you're going to go see all these dates. Phoenix, Denver are the ones for May. Get on it. Don't miss out. You can get on that right now if you're part of Patreon and get those preferred seats with the code that's revealed there. Otherwise, it'll be available Friday.
Is Phoenix sold out?
I don't know that it is.
It's going to be so
fun. So you better get on it.
If you can drive to Phoenix,
it's one show and it's going to be fabulous. It's actually like in Scottsdale, which is right next door to Phoenix, but it's beautiful theater, great dining, great time of year to be there. Get on it. That's May 3rd. Thank you.